It's not 7 o'clock yet. Good evening. I'd like to call this monthly board meeting of the School Board of Trustees for Greenville County Schools to order for March the 25th, 2014. And like to welcome all of you for being with us this evening, and thank you for being here. Our first item of business in order is the Prayer and Pledge of Allegiance, led by Mrs. Rowletter. Would you all please rise?
Please join me in prayer. Dear God, for the privilege of serving the children and families of Greenville County, we thank you. For the leadership in our schools and district, we thank you. For dedicated teachers and staff, we thank you. Continue to remind us of our many blessings and be with this board tonight as we make decisions to guide Greenville County Schools. Amen. Join me in our pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we move forward in the adoption of the consent calendar, I'd like to take a moment of personal privilege and welcome the students from Furman University. I want to thank all of you for being here. And are there any other students here tonight that are, and you're from? Glad to have you with us. Thank you very much. The next item of business in order is the adoption of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve, please.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented and properly seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. And with that, we have some personnel recommendations that Mr. Royster, would you like to introduce?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Sailors. It's my pleasure tonight and my privilege to recognize by action of the consent calendar some newly appointed administrators. I'd like to start with our new assistant superintendent for elementary leadership. I think she is well known to you all as serving as the principal of Bethel Elementary School, Brenda Bird. And Brenda's here with tonight. And I believe your husband, Richard, Brenda, introducing him. Brenda's done an outstanding job in the role she's had at Bethel Elementary School and in the role she's had in the district preceding that, and we are very pleased to welcome her to the district leadership and look forward to her contributions to leadership and supporting our elementary schools. Congratulations, Brenda. We look forward to working with you. The next person I'd like to recognize, coming to us from the Aiken School District, currently serving as principal of South Aiken High School, but returning to us, having served with us in the district before, I believe, as a teacher and a coach and assistant principal, Brian Skipper, who is a newly appointed principal at Hillcrest High School. Brian? We look forward to Brian's return to the district and to the outstanding leadership that we know that he's going to provide to the Hillcrest High School community. The next person I would recognize and introduce to you is not a person new to you, and that is Jason Warren. Jason currently serving as principal of Beck Middle School, and we are welcoming him tonight as the new principal of Greenville High School. Jason. Very much appreciate the excellent job Jason has done in leading Beck Middle School to new heights of academic achievement. And we look forward to his leadership role at Greenville High. The next person I'd like to recognize, Eric Williams. You all know Eric is the principal at Riverside Middle School, where he has done an outstanding job for us. He will now be serving us in the coming school year as the principal at Wade Hampton High School. Eric, and I believe you have your wife with you. Eric, we appreciate the great job you've done in leading Riverside Middle School, and we look forward to you continuing that contribution of excellence to the district in your new role at Wade Hampton High School. Not with us tonight, but also approved as a new Assistant Director of the Fine Arts Center, Charles Rattery, and he will be present, I believe, at the June meeting so we can introduce him then. So, and thank you to all those individuals. We look forward to your leadership at Wade Hampton, Greenville High, Hillcrest High, and the elementary schools in the group, Brenda, that you'll be working with. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. Our next item of business in order is the appearance of visitors. We have one speaker that has signed up to speak before us this evening, Mr. Bob Davis. Mr. Davis, I think you have spoken here enough to where I don't really need to review the rules, so welcome and thank you for being with us.
I'm Bob Davis. I live. See, this thing.
That is Bob.
I think it's on now. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm concerned about America, and I always speak a lot of things that people, I'm sure, are concerned about, but I have a topic tonight. I just called it Nails in America's Coffin. And I love what the Word of God says about issues of life, and most people don't think much about the Bible. I talked to a political leader recently, and you would all know him if I told you his name, and he shocked me. He's a good man, and I love him in the Lord. But I said to him, I says, do you believe that the Bible has anything to say about politics? He said, no, it doesn't. I said, what about good and evil and right and wrong? Whose idea of right and wrong is right? He didn't know. And I took a book and I showed him how Hitler, in his reign, told the churches and the pastors in Germany, says, I'll determine what's good or bad in the government. I'll take care of the government. You stay in your churches over here. Only about 800 resisted, and a lot of those were imprisoned or murdered. And then at the end of the war, 6 million Jews had been killed, and these Nazi war criminals said, well, we were just following the law. We didn't do anything evil or unlawful or immoral. And so that's the mindset today. And we've got in this country, the idea is of multiculturalism. And I say, what about cannibalism? Is that a multicultural idea that's acceptable? People wouldn't answer that honestly, would they? Diversity, except the biblical Jesus. Intolerance of exclusiveness. If you exclusively believe that the Bible alone is the Word of God, Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, man's only way to mercy and forgiveness is through his shed blood. If you don't believe that, the Bible tells me what your future is. In 2 John, it says in verse 7, let's find verse 6. 2 John verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So if we try to equate all religions and build a utopian society without Christ in the Bible, we're the direct enemies of God. I don't want our country to fail, but the nails are very strongly into our society. Sexual promiscuity is everywhere today. Rush Limbaugh talked about it a couple days ago on the radio. And he was saying, that's what the new elite want, is sexual permissiveness, where anyone can indulge himself in anything if it feels good to it. So the nails are getting harder and harder to bear each day. But Christ bore the nails on the cross, and he suffered, and he bled, and he died for you and me. And every Muslim, every Jew, every non-Christian, he died for them. And he took their guilt and their punishment and their hell, and he offers mercy and forgiveness. Stands with his hands out. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Our next item of business in order is the superintendent's report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. Come on, step down to the lectern.
Hardly got started.
Guess that means I can get home in time to watch the ball game. Balance this. You ready? Every year, as you all know, our communications department prepares an annual progress report to our community built around the five goals of the education plan. And this report is one of the many tools that we use throughout the year to share the results of our many academic indicators, the strength of our personnel, information on school environment, stewardship of financial resources, and engagement and communication with our communities. The 2014 progress report was distributed to schools and introduced on our social media outlets last week. I want to share it with you tonight for two reasons. First, it's a great recap of the past year and the highlights of the many accomplishments of the people and the programs and the services that we provide to students in our district. And secondly, we're utilizing a new format this year, and I wanted to have this opportunity to publicly share with you and with the community the final product. The new format for our progress report posters reflects our changing world and the influence of phenomena like Twitter, where information is condensed and delivered in small bursts. Also indicative of the new ways we communicate in 2014, the report is interactive. It features a QR code that takes the user to a full-color ebook with in-depth information and student testimonials. Now, you have in front of you sort of a, I guess, a placemat at your table, at your desk, is the poster version. We have some small cards. I'll give those to you as I return to my seat, that have a very condensed version and have the QR code on them. On the screen now, you can see the new GCS progress report. Obviously, there's a lot of information communicated via infographics that relate to each of our five goal areas. For example, a quick look reveals that our district-wide ACT average is 21.8 and that our SAT average is 1462, which is significantly above the state mark. A glance at the resources column will reveal the size of our budget and its distribution, including the fact that our administrative cost is just a little over a penny for every dollar spent. For many people, this poster will be enough. It'll give them the information that they see. But for those who desire a deeper understanding of what we do and how we do it, there's the ebook. Click QR code, and a quick scan of that code will take the user, or take you, to our progress report ebook, containing in-depth information categorized by the five goal areas, a look at district leadership and governance, a basic overview of the district with information on our size, enrollment, growth, and profiles of two of our students who have overcome difficulties and found inspiration from teachers in Greenville County Schools. The rest of the ebook's achievement section focuses on academic indicators of success, such as ACT, SAT, PASS, HSAT, end of course test, school, state, and federal report cards, and the growth in the district's advanced placement program and the accomplishments of students within that program. The achievement section concludes with a look at national blue ribbon winners, Palmetto's finest, Palmetto's gold and silver awards, and Newsweek's high school ratings. The chapter built around goal two of our education plan, ensuring quality personnel in all positions, begins with a feature on Teacher of the Year and Kelsey Zebert, and proceeds to give thumbnail sketches of all of our Employees of the Year award winners, from support personnel to maintenance employee of the year, to our winners of the South Carolina Elementary Assistant Principal of the Year, Terry Wheeler Hawkins, and South Carolina Elementary Principal of the Year, and recently named Assistant Superintendent Brenda Bird, who was also the Greenville County Schools School Administrator of the Year. A short feature on professional development opportunities in Greenville County is followed by other teachers and administrators who have won state-level awards, and a look at Sheila Motes, winner of the Communities in School Unsung Hero Award for her work at Duncan Chapel Elementary School. It goes on to feature school safety. The facilities chapter kicks off with information on our newest schools, as well as look into the future and some statistics on our schools and centers. It goes on to feature school safety, including the Ignore the Door campaign, which originated in one of our elementary schools, and we spread throughout the district. It focuses on reminding students that all visitors are to enter the school through the office and that they should never open the outside door, no matter how helpful they want to be, to individuals to come into the building. A focus on classroom technology and pilot programs follows the safety information, as does a look at our long-range facilities plan, our energy management program, and an early look at the Dr. Finnesley J. Fisher Middle School, along with its STEAM curriculum. The next chapter, in keeping with Goal 4 of the education plan, focuses on financial resources. It starts with a breakdown of the budget, and then focuses on operational efficiency and the effect that has on the classroom and our ability to maintain sound instructional programs. A look at revenue sources underscores the cost of educating our students and that is shared by both local and state taxpayers. The last page of the resources chapter breaks down general fund expenditures, highlights our stellar bond ratings, and points out that it is the building fund budget and not the general fund that renovates and constructs schools. The progress report ebook concludes a chapter titled Engagement and references the many ways we work to inform and build relationships within and across our school communities throughout the district. Appropriately enough, given this is an electronic format, there is also an emphasis on our social media presence, outreach via the school's channel, and a summary page showing the various ways people from across Greenville County, across South Carolina, across the nation, and the world can choose to contact us, connect via electronic media, and receive regular, timely information on students, teachers, schools, programs, and extracurricular events. In addition to the posters and the ebook, we have developed print ads and have so far secured ad space in the Simpsonville Chamber Guide, Destination Greenville, the Spring Sing Program, and our area's Relocation Guide. We have also promoted this on the Greenville County Schools website and through posts on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Finally, we have developed and intend to distribute a business card side progress report, I mentioned to you earlier and we'll share with you tonight, with some basic facts and the QR code that takes readers directly to the district ebook. This is a quick look at the 2014 progress report and the ebook that has been created to support it. We look forward to updating, enhancing, and expanding this electronic publication in the future. In particular, we are hoping to feature more outstanding Greenville County Schools students who have, with the help of our employees, found their pathway for a happy and a successful future. I encourage you to review this ebook at your leisure, and to encourage all your friends to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and now I have to add to that Instagram and to Obi, pin us on Pinterest. I'll get that done. I don't do that yet. I do Twitter and Facebook. I don't do Pinterest. If you don't participate on any of these social media ventures, feel free to just visit our website or look at the poster. I really can't stress to you, and I would encourage you and everyone here to scan the QR code and actually look at that ebook. It is so much more impressive than what we can show you here on these screens. And I want to thank Obi and all those folks that work in communications, and Terry and the staff here that contributed to the development of that ebook. And I'm sure there were folks through technology that were involved in that. A lot of people at the district level really giving us a fresh, a new, and a very 21st century user-friendly report to the people. I thank you for your attention tonight and encourage you to look at that report.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. Before we move into our action items also, I'd like to thank Mrs. Bush for the flowers and treats before us this evening. we had a little, I think I call it merry-go-round of bunny ears earlier, because not everybody liked the color bunny ears, so they moved them around. But thank you for supplying these items of joy every time. Thank you.
Just to remind you that somebody loves you.
Thank you, Debbie. Okay, moving on to our action items. The first item of business in order is item 5.01, the revision of policy BCBA under meetings, which covers procedures and place. There is a recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole to approve the revision to policy BCBA. Coming from committee requires no second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 5.02, waiver of missed days. A motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to forgive up to 5 student attendance days for the 2013-14 school year beyond the 3 scheduled makeup days contingent upon passage of the joint resolution. Again, coming from Committee of the Whole requires no second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.03 is the next item of business in order, which is the request for easement with Duke Power at Welcome Elementary School. Motion comes from the Committee of the Whole, which requires no second, and is to approve granting a permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way to Duke Energy Carolinas LLC at Welcome Elementary School. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is informational items, beginning first of all with item 6.01, internal auditing services project status report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are presenting our monthly status report of all the different projects that we're currently working on in various different stages, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Barber? Okay, thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
The next item of business in order under informational and board committees, we have the approval of the Advocacy Committee letter on Title I funding. Mr. Meek?
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. There's a letter in board docs that we are sending to Congressman Gowdy and I think Senator Scott. And, is that right? Okay. And Senator Graham. And this is coming from the Advocacy Committee. Does not need a second, so that is a recommendation that we approve that letter, Mr. Sailors.
Okay. Are there any questions related to the report of the committee and the approval of this letter? Mrs. Grayson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move to amend the letter to add a section on IDEA. The revisions have previously been submitted to the board members, and we're basically adding a section to include a request for special education funding under IDEA in the first paragraph, and then adding the fifth paragraph that just talks about IDEA and asks for funding at that level as well.
And this is the hard copy that was distributed earlier?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Everyone have access to the hard copy?
And okay. I second the motion, Mr.
Chairman. Okay. I have a motion properly made and seconded to amend by addition.
Substitution.
By substitution, excuse me. Is there any discussion on the amendment to substitute? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of the motion to amend the original motion by substitution, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Now we have a substitute letter that we need to approve. Any questions or any comments on the letter or the intent for sending it? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion from the committee, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Mr. Meek, thanks to you and the committee for and Mrs. Mills for putting all this together.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. The only other item is for those board members going to Columbia, we will be pulling out of here at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Okay?
And eat your biscuits before you get here.
Eat your biscuits before you get here.
Okay. Any other committee reports or liaison reports at this time? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item 8.01, which is the fiscal year 2014 financial report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. Mr. Knotts, do you have any report tonight, or are you simply available for questions should one arise?
Available for questions.
Are there any questions of Mr. Knotts or the administration related to the financial reports? Are there any questions?
I have a couple.
Okay.
Thank you. I was just wondering whether I wanted to ask.
Wait.
Mr. Knotts, under general fund, other local revenue, why are we at almost 100% already in through January, and last year it was like 60%?
Yes, so other local revenue has about 10 to 12 different categories in it. Yeah. Rental income, tuition, insurance proceeds, revenue from charter schools. So it's a function of just how many times we rent out our schools in the course of the year, donations and tuition. So it can fluctuate during the course of the year. One item we did receive is revenue from charter schools is coming in faster this year. Lease income is 50% higher this year than the same time.
What is
lease income? 50% higher this year than last year at the same time. Also, tuition of out-of-district students is 61,000 higher this time of year compared to last year at the same time.
So are we looking more than we budgeted for?
It could end up that way. If it is, it will not be very material.
Okay, so we still should be around what the budget was?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Under a special revenue fund, under the federal sources, why are we like 11% less than last year at this time?
Yes, sir. One large special revenue project, IDEA, was approved by the state about a month later. We cannot file our reimbursement claims for IDEA until it is approved by the state.
Very good.
We have filed all those claims up to date since it has been approved.
Okay. Debt service fund. Are we lagging behind on taxes, receiving taxes from Lawrence County and Spartanburg County, or is that?
Greenville County is right on target. Target of Lawrence and Spartanburg is about 15% behind, same time last year. Last year it was 39%. We generally get the bulk of their revenue in the April, May time frame. I feel confident okay. we'll get the revenue.
Okay. Interest on investments.
We don't have any.
Very little. Is that changing?
Change into what respect, good or bad?
Better?
No, sir, it is not. You will see that this year we're $137,000 for the general fund as opposed to $185,000 the same time. It's a function of the interest rates we're receiving at the state investment pool and at TD Bank and other investments we make. It's just interest income. The rates are just extremely low, like 0.2%.
I think I heard on the news that the new Fed chairman, didn't she say something about raising interest rates? Will that make a difference? If it happens?
That's interest rates that banks charge each other when they loan each other money
to each
other.
It won't help us at all.
It won't help us.
Okay. other state sources, and I got away from it. The income from other state sources, I think, was like 6.68%. Why is that so low?
The majority of that from the state would come in, again, in April timeframe. Last year at the same time, it was 6.4%. So that's in line.
So it's about,
I don't have any concern about that.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was less. And the question that everybody's waiting for, what's our reserve balance as of January 31st or as of February the 28th, 29th, if you have it? The actual money, Jeff.
The unassigned fund balance is $136 million. Last year at the same time was $129 million. We have grown just a little bit. But as a reminder, that reflects property tax revenue we have received in December and January. We are still receiving property taxes in the month of February. It is starting to fall off as usual in the month of March for the rest of the year. And this unassigned fund balance will help us meet our expenses for the main part of this year and through November of next year.
Okay. The last year we used, what, $11 million, $12 million from the reserve fund?
For the general fund budget?
Yes.
Current year, the designation is $11.2 million. FY13, we was designated $14 million to help fund the general fund budget.
How's the budget looking this year?
Which part?
The revenue.
It's coming in the same percent as last year. The property tax revenue is looking good. We've noticed at the end of last year, FY13, a rise in the mill value for the first time in 4 or 5 years. We're hoping that's not a one-year trend. So we'll be interested to see how it ends this year as far as property tax revenue.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Meek. Mr. Suddeth.
Looking again at investment summary, on a building fund, last year at this time we had $4 million in interest. At this point in time we got $86,000. What is the reason for the big difference?
Yes, sir. Last year and the years prior to that, we were able to invest in a federal program called Investment in State and Local Government Securities. The federal government stopped that program last February, much to our dismay. So now we are investing the building fund in the state pool, where we're earning a whopping 0.2%.
So it looks like in the near future, we're not going to do any better on investment as far as the building fund goes.
No, sir. The investment program with the federal T-bills, what's called state and local government securities, that was a very lucrative investment program for us, investing in treasury bills. But when they stopped that in the past February, we have not found any other investment instrument that can achieve those kind of returns.
Okay. One other question I have. On the minor improvements, we spent $92,000 on carpet. What is the life expectancy of carpet in a school?
The life expectancy of the carpet that we are currently installing is 10 plus years. The life expectancy of some of the carpet that had previously been used in the district was significantly less than that.
Are these at least 10 years?
Yes, sir.
Well, I do know that Riverside is relatively new, yet we spent $17,000 on recarpeting the media center?
Yes, sir.
Has that been 10 years?
No, sir. The carpet that was originally installed there is not the same carpet.
We don't have anybody that installs carpet. Am I correct, Bert?
Yes, sir, we do, but we only do very small jobs. They do repair jobs and small installation jobs. Larger jobs we contract out.
With what we got listed here, how much is the cost of the carpet and how much is the cost for the installation of it?
I have to get that information to you. I can't tell by the way it's listed here.
I'm not looking for exact, Mr. Royce. I'm just looking for what percentage.
I can't tell you just by looking at that. I have to get that information to you. I'll be glad to do
that. Later would be fine. That's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. So, anyone else? One quick question, Jeff, if I could. Under Food and Nutrition Services, under expenditures budgeted 1314, can you remind us what the $1.2 million for miscellaneous covers?
Yes, sir. One minute, please. Miscellaneous includes rentals or dumpsters, travel, supplies for the office, commodity distribution charges. Uniforms for staff, workers' compensation insurance, and service charges charged by the bank.
Okay. So workers' comp probably eats up the vast majority of that 1.2, a guess on my part.
Excuse me?
I would guess that one out of that 1.2, workers' comp eats up a pretty significant portion of that.
It's $367,000, but actually food service does a very good job on their safety program.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? That concludes our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, and we are adjourned. Thank you very much.